About 15 in from this right-hand touchline side. Adam Henry will give the ball here to Pitts, who had to step. Wasn't the best pass, and he's tackled five away. Better play of the ball. Here's Addy on the front foot. Gets it to Gaskell. Gaskell spoons the ball out for William. William to the corner, and the Bulls are off to a flying start. A try in the opening 2 minutes. Good hands from Gaskell. He's back, and Bradford are on fire. It's 4-0 for the Bulls.
Yeah, not a lot Sheffield could have done about that. Really powerful, strong start from the Bradford Bulls. Made good yards up the middle, and then on the edges they've got some real quality as well. And just Gaskell picked out the right pass, as he does do so many times. It's that bit of quality in this division that sorts the men from the boys. And Gaskell just floated the pass over, and once William had it, nobody in front of him. There's only going to be one result, and that's the first try of the afternoon. And, you know, that'll settle Gaskell, it will settle Bradford. You know, I'm pretty sure it'll settle Sheffield as well, but, you know, I think they may be standing there this afternoon behind the posts a few more times yet.
Poor pass, bounces kindly though for Pitts, who just straightens things up, and he's tackled 25 metres out from the Sheffield line. Bradford looking for their second try, go left with Gaskell. Nice pass to Patel, gets Williams away on the outside, he's going to score again. Races in from 20 yards out. Lovely pass from Adrian Patel. He just got it and gave it straight away, and Williams found himself on the outside. The scrambling defenders couldn't get back. It's a double for Danny Williams. The Bulls lead by 8 points to nil.
Yeah, just that quality on that left edge from Bradford. We've talked about Gaskell, who we've, you know, I've waxed lyrical about how good he is, but, you know, adding to that Patel, who's a really accomplished Super League player as well. And, you know, it was just a quality pass, and it's sometimes, you know, we talk about the great breaks and the things that people see. You know, you go 50 yards and make a pass and people say wow, but sometimes it can be just the little sublime things that, you know, maybe a majority of the fans didn't see. But Patel caught and passed that in one motion, didn't he? And as soon as he'd done, he took two players out the game and gave Williams the touchline with nobody in front of him, and a winger with Williams' speed, he's always going to score. He'll get the plaudits, but that was down to a pure quality pass from his centre, Patel.
And here the Bulls leading by 10 points to nil, and working their way up to halfway with Dale Ferguson, who will play the ball. Here's O'Brien out of dummy half, short pass down the side here. Gaskell gets it away, looking for Mullaney in support. He's dragged down. 28 away. Well, the Bulls have come to play today, and they're playing some lovely rugby. Here's Addy, 20 metres out, drops a shoulder, gives it on the inside for Patel, but he's dragged down. 10 away. Bradford here have got Sheffield on the ropes. Can they knock them out? Here's Gask, a little dink towards Williams, who catches it. Surely he's been tackled in midair. Gets it away for Pitts, and Gaskell will score in the corner. He's back in the team, and Bradford are on top here. They're running right at the Providence Stadium. Three tries in the opening 13 minutes. They lead by 14 points to nil.
Well, you can watch rugby all over the world, Mark, whether it's here, Australia, New Zealand or London, wherever. You'll have to travel a long way to see a better try than that. You know, it was made by a super play around the halfback from O'Brien. Little inside pass, and then up the middle went Mullaney. Kept the ball alive to Gaskell. Gaskell with a little clever chip to the far side. And what Gaskell did, once he'd chipped the ball, he didn't just say, stand and admire his kick, did he? He realised that it was a good kick, but he followed up his own kick. Williams was definitely taken in the air. The referee allowed play on as Williams got the offload back to Gaskell, who kicked the ball across, and he, with nobody in front of him, just scooted down the touchline and put the ball, probably for the third time. They're making it inch by inch. They're getting him closer to that far touchline. The first one was a metre in, the second one half a metre, and this one's right on the chalk, isn't it? But Bradford on absolute fire at the moment. Really, really great rugby league to watch.
Here's O'Brien, who offers an outrageous dummy, then ducks under a tackle, gives it to Pitts. Pitts is over. Try for the Bradford Bulls, fourth of the afternoon, and credit Adam O'Brien. A little duck under a would-be tackler, and then a fine pass. Pitts did the rest and scores at the side of the post. Bradford leading by 18 points to nil.
And again, it's just that those quality players have certainly come to the party and brought their A game to this match this afternoon. If it's not, you know, the standoff in Gaskell, it's O'Brien or it's Addy who are causing all sorts of trouble. The big guys up in the middle are going forward really well and dragging in the numbers, and it's creating space for the clever guys with the ball in hand. And that time it was O'Brien who saw a gap round the middle of the ruck, and he picked the ball up. Great run from Jay Pitts as well. Good angle. Realised that the gap and space was in behind the ruck, and he came onto the ball. Perfectly weighted pass delivered by O'Brien, and then Pitts had the strength and the presence of mind to spin in the tackle and get the ball over. And as you said, 27 minutes, almost half an hour gone. This will be 20-0 and pretty much game over, Mike.
10 metres away from the Bulls line. Now they've got numbers on that far side. QLT gets it away. They could be in at the corner, the Eagles, and they will be in. Well worked try. I think it's Talapapa who's grounded the ball in that far corner. And finally, Sheffield do execute a move. Good forward play in a build-up from Batty. Gets them going up the middle. They move it to the right-hand side. And Bradford, their line has been breached. It's Bradford 20, Sheffield Eagles 4.
You know, certainly Tonks, Batty and Davies have added something in the middle of the field. They've gone forward. But not only that, you know, they've tried to offload the ball. And what that's done is it's dragged numbers in from the Bradford defensive line. So they've left a few gaps on their edges. And Sheffield this time managed to get the ball to the right place with time and with space. And as you said, Talapapa on that far side had the easiest job of catching it and dropping the ball, dropping over the line to get the first try. But as you said, Sheffield have never given. You know, 20-0 down, and Bradford have been white hot at times in this first half. But you know, I think a lot of credit to Sheffield, because they could have thrown the towel in and just said, look, these are far too good to us for today. But you know, they've kept trying and kept trying, and they've got a few rewards there for their efforts that they've put in this first half.
10 metres away, O'Brien waits, hands on his hips, gives it now for Gaskill, who moves it out for Addy, offers the dummy, then kicks through for Henry, who will score the fifth Bradford try. Lovely kick from Addy, and it bounced perfectly for the Bradford Bulls, and that was pretty ruthless. On the ropes at one end, they get down the other end, and they extend their lead. It's Bradford 24, Sheffield 6.
Yeah, I wish I was as good with the lottery numbers, but unfortunately we're not. But you could just see it, couldn't you? Every time Bradford have got down this end of the field, it's, you know, it's not rocket science. They've just got that bit of quality and that extra class, where Sheffield are struggling to create opportunities, where Bradford almost have got too many riches at their disposal. And, you know, again, Gaskill just took a back seat and dictated the play, and Addy comes up with a clever little kick in behind, and Henry does the rest. And I think that's the difference here. Sheffield struggled to score points at one end, where, you know, Bradford find it relatively easy when they get down here at the other.
10 metres away from the line, O'Brien, they've got numbers short side. Here's Gaskill, fires the pass, it bounces off the Sheffield man, and Gaskill will score his second try of the afternoon, and that could well be it here in the second half. We've had around about 7 minutes, and Bradford have got 30 points. They lead by 30 points to 6.
Yeah, and again, Gaskill is involved in everything, isn't he, that Bradford do, and that time, you know, it's a little bit of smart play. He didn't reacted quickest to the ball bouncing off the chest and just picked it up, plonked it down, and as you say, 24 points in front now with the kick to come. And you know, Sheffield's effort has never ever been doubted from minute one in this, but it's just the difference of quality of players that Bradford are able to pick from that is the difference between the two sides. And if you put O'Brien and Gaskill and Patel in the Sheffield side, you know, they'd probably be in front in this game. But you know, those that have and those that haven't, and you know, Bradford have them today at their disposal.
And there could be a hat-trick here for Lee Gaskill. Well, if he hadn't done enough before, he has now. Back from injury, Bradford star man fit and firing for the assault on the Super League. Hat-trick for Gaskill. Bradford lead 34-6.
Yeah, and again, he just at the line, ball out in front, textbook player from him. The defence doesn't know whether to come forward, to slide. You know, they've got to come at him. He's got numbers on his outside. He just throws the dummy, drops the shoulder, and he's in again for the try. And as I said, it's been real quality today.
Here's O'Brien, gets the ball to Gaskill out the back here. Surely they score, as it's the former Castleford man, James Clare, offered the dummy to Williams. And crashes over himself. I think he just apologised to Williams and said maybe I should have passed it. It doesn't matter. Bradford 40, Sheffield 6.
Yeah, when you get over the line, you can apologise, but you know that, you know, you should have passed it, but you've managed to get over and get the try. And I think that's been the story of Bradford's day today, that every time they've had an opportunity inside the 20, you know, more times than not, they've come away with points. And I think that's what will please, you know, Jimmy Lowe's the most, that lots and lots of options, and as I said, more times than not, they come up with the right decision. And you know, you throw into this mix next week Dane Nielsen, who's, you know, come over for the last six games of this season and next season, and he's going to add something to them. You know, state of origin player, won a grand final, so he certainly knows how to play rugby league as well. So you know, Bradford certainly having a good go at these middle eights.
Yeah. Here the ball comes forward, it's driven in by the Eagles, who've lost it in the tackle. It's been ripped out. They'll get another set 10 metres away. We are in injury time here at the Providence Stadium. Bradford leading 42-6 if you just joined us, and the Bulls defending on their own line, as Menzieri will walk in and score. The boos ring around, I think more for the decision by the referee, but Menzieri has his strike, comes in the final minute of normal time.
The next three games that they have here will be pivotal, whether they can get back into that competition. You know, they need to make this a fortress, and they need to win all those four games that they've got here. First one, job done. I think, you know, the main outcomes for today was a must, was the victory. Second was get Lee Gaskell through the game, get him some game time, get him back up to speed and come through with no injuries. It looks like that's got a tick in the box as well. And to throw that into the equation, he had a great game as well. You know, so Bradford are really going to be tough to beat here. You know, it's going to take a good team to come here and play really well on this performance. But it's up to Bradford. You know, they were still weren't perfect, Mark. A couple of times they made mistakes and made errors. They're going to have to cut those out. But interesting times for Bradford. I'm sure there'll be a bigger crowd in the next game. If I was a gambling man, I think they'll get back in Super League.